As the person who has this expertise, you have this expertise, you wrote this book, you're helping them to understand the framework or the process or the steps that they can take to have this impact. If you know that it takes a longer period of time to really do that, you need to own that and you need to be confident in that and you need to help people understand why that is. Authors, welcome to the Book Desserts podcast series. I'm your host, Carrie Dobson. I'm so excited to have you here as we explore the sweet side of author-led groups. This podcast is for you if you're already an author or you have a book in the making. And when you think about the impact that you want to have, yes, you have your book and you want to go beyond your book and you want some of that work that you're going to do out in the world to include groups. I hope you're ready for this tasty exploration of author-led groups. Let's jump into this next episode. Welcome to another Program Ideas episode in the Book Desserts podcast series. Today, we're going to talk about the book From Strength to Strength, Finding Success, Happiness, and Deep Purpose in the Second Half of Life, written by Arthur C. Brooks, comes from Penguin Random House in 2022. This book gives us the question, what do you do when you start realizing you might have hit your peak performance in your career? Are you destined to become worse at your work and disappear kind of into oblivion? Well, not according to Arthur C. Brooks and his recent book. I think this is such an important book to talk about for Book Desserts because first and foremost, the topic is really relevant and timely because we all, as experts in something, will face our own decline. And so what do we do about that? So I think there's like a relevance and a timeliness to this topic. But I also think it's a great book for the Book Desserts podcast series because it's one of those books that although doesn't have like lots of overwhelming information, it has key research-based ideas. It has some great stories in it that come alive. But in order for you to take the ideas in this book and really apply it to your life, I think a group experience would be really beneficial to that. So you're not so alone in it. So as a quick overview of the book, Arthur C. Brooks shares all about kind of this inevitable professional decline. He shares with us the research and kind of goes over the psychological changes and the reasons for this decline. He also introduces us to two concepts of intelligence that come from research in the 1960s by Raymond Cattell, I think his name is, where in his research, he talked about fluid intelligence, which is the ability to reason, to think flexibly and solve novel problems. And this is the intelligence that is really prominent in our early career years. Versus crystallized intelligence, which is our ability to use kind of our knowledge that we've already learned through our experiences and our work and our life. And this becomes stronger kind of in that mid to later part in our careers. So as readers of this book, we're invited to embrace kind of this crystallized intelligence idea and recognize that that's the curve that we're going into. So it's getting stronger for us. And then in the book, Arthur shares seven ways that we can kind of move from our strength that we had in our past in that fluid intelligence and move into what he calls the second curve, which is our strength in that crystallized intelligence. So that's what the book is about. Again, one of the reasons I think this is such a great contender for a group program is there is this invitation to move from strength to strength that I think is challenging if you're doing it by yourself. I think it's challenging because it forces us to really assess and reconsider our own worth in our lives, in our work, and also to kind of think about what's our best way forward. And doing those kind of assessments, obviously there's some individual work that needs to happen for that because we all need to decide what we want our lives to look like going forward. But there's also kind of an inherent loneliness in that I think if we didn't feel such loneliness in it and we were able to connect with people and talk about this, we'd be so much more likely to be comfortable with that transition, but also, you know, kind of seek it out a little bit more and be more excited or hopeful about what kind of embracing that second curve, as he calls it, would be. So I think so many people would benefit from learning these ideas that are in kind of similar situations in similar times in their career because they won't feel so alone. And again, there's, you know, this inherent accountability that comes in group programs that I think would be just so great for this type of idea and this type of work. So, and I also think about, like, imagine the amazing community that you would have and the relationships you would have after doing some of this work with other people who are in similar situations than you. If I was working on this book to help create it into a group program, I'd really want to focus on a program promise that gives people that ability to plan and then enact their own from strength to strength plan. So I would want a program promise that gives them that opportunity to learn about kind of that movement from strength to strength, but then really designing or creating their own plan for it and then putting that plan into action. Some of the things that I would want to include in a group program is, I think this is such an ideal program for an in-person retreat type event as part of a program. So not just a retreat, but as part of like a year-long program, let's say, where you either start the year-long program out with a retreat. So at that retreat, people really get to know each other. They start to understand the concepts. They start kind of doing their own assessment. And then throughout the year, they work on that plan. They put it together, they enact it, they get feedback, they get support, they get to celebrate, all those types of things. And or a year-long program that would end in a retreat. The beauty of doing it at the end is that those relationships have already been created. There's so much to celebrate at the end of a program like this. And so just the vibe of that kind of program end retreat is just such a high vibe and such a good feelings kind of thing. And it's also really a great way to invite them to do it again. Because this is definitely, I think, a group program that would be repeatable and would be something that most people would want to do, you know, a couple times. For a program promise, you know, that helps them to really plan and enact their plan, you obviously need enough time in the program where, yes, they're learning the new concepts and they're learning about the different strengths and they're learning about themselves and kind of doing an assessment, but you also need enough time where they're really implementing and integrating kind of that transition from one strength to another. For example, one of the ideas of how to move from one strength to the other is kicking your success addiction. And this is obviously something that, A, you need to kind of be able to self-assess enough to recognize, like, what is your relationship with it, success? How does it influence you? But then through trial and error and needing lots of support and celebration, it would be about how to kind of unwind some of that and start to really understand what is most important to you. So you would need time for that. A program promise like this, I would also want to introduce the idea of having either partnerships or triads that work together separately outside of the larger program sessions, so that they would be kind of on their own schedule. They would dive into the topics more. They would support each other as they're, you know, trying to implement and integrate. There would be real connection that would happen in this, depending on kind of what your desire is for those relationships. If you did do a year-long program for this, that triad or that partnership might be the whole year. Or if your ideal is to kind of say, I'd like them to work with a few different people, you might switch that up like two or three times throughout that year program. There's no right or wrong to that. We would just talk through kind of what's more important to you. Is it that they have this really strong longer-term partnership, or is it that they have that ability to connect with a number of people throughout the program? So those are just a few of the kind of program activities or experiences that I would be wanting to consider for a program like this, where we've got some ideas, but the change that we're asking people to make is really kind of some of those bigger changes and really life impacting. And so does take time, does take support, does take the need for kind of celebration and feedback. I'm going to get to the invitation for this episode in a second, but before we do, I just want to call out the fact that frequently when I'm talking to people and we're talking about kind of their area of expertise requiring a longer term program, something that's kind of that year or more, there is hesitation. We're convinced that people won't sign up for that. They won't commit to something that long. And that somehow kind of people are only interested in short-term programs. And, you know, I don't want to say that that's not entirely accurate or that never happens. But instead, what I want to talk to you about and what I talk to them about is, as the person who has this expertise, you have this expertise, you wrote this book, you're helping them to understand the framework or the process or the steps that they can take to have this impact. If you know that it takes a longer period of time to really do that, you need to own that and you need to be confident in that and you need to help people understand why that is. There's ways you can do it so you can kind of try to break it up for people if it's like a payment thing or whatever. There's ways around it, but don't believe all the time that people won't commit to things. If you have something that's really going to help them and you as the expert say it takes this long and this is why, they will sign up for it. So don't be too scared of considering the longer term programs. And in fact, for this episode, I invite you to take a look at your own book and your body of work and the transformation or the work that you're helping your readers and your group program participants do, or what you're considering having them do in your group program, and really think about how might this be a longer term program? What are some of the activities or experiences that might be beneficial to people that would actually be more beneficial over a longer period of time? I'd love to hear the ideas that you have for your own book, for your own longer term group program. So if you do this invitation and you have some ideas around your group program, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email or come over to LinkedIn and let me know about it. Well, authors, that concludes this episode of the Book Desserts podcast series. If you're ready to start exploring how to go beyond your book with group programs, I encourage you to visit our website at jjdak.com. That's jjdak.com. On there, you can download our Design Your Groups with Ease workbook, which has some great checklists and questions you can ask yourself when you're thinking about designing your own group. If you're more interested in having a conversation with me, your host, Carrie Dobson, you can go ahead and book a complimentary group program clarity session right there on the website. I'd love to have a conversation with you about your book and about your group that you'd like to put out into the world. Until next time, may your dreams be filled with your own book desserts.